Hi, this is Aaron with Novell Open Audio. What you're about ready to listen to is a portion of a recently recorded conversation with Randy and I covering the new Zenforce acquisition. Novell Open Audio is a regular podcast that we create that helps Novell keep in contact with their customer base so that they can be up to speed with what's happening with Novell products and open source in general. Today, Randy and I have in the studio Nolan Rosen. Nolan, you actually were with Zenforce, a company we just recently acquired, weren't you?
Yeah, that is correct. I was with the company for almost 2.5 years. I was the previous vice president of sales, services, and business development, so kind of all the customer-facing parts of the business I managed.
Okay. And we recently, we being Novell, acquired you guys. What exactly did we acquire?
That's a great question. The key, obviously, as you look out into the market today, there's a lot of innovation taking place on endpoint devices, obviously operating systems, applications, etc. But with those laptops, desktops, and tablet PCs, obviously there's a lot of threat and risk, and you hear about it every single day. You know, someone's hacked into something, someone's lost a laptop. There's some sort of threat associated with that. So what we do is effectively Zenforce provides software that allows IT administrators to create policies, distribute those policies down to these laptops, desktops, and tablet PCs and enforce those security policies. And that could be anything ranging from firewall to wireless to USB control, you know, in almost the full 360 approach of enforcing security policies on those endpoint devices. So when you think of that with the current, you know, world-class portfolio that Novell brings to the table and kind of blending what I would say is solid endpoint management with endpoint security, what you have is, I think, a very interesting and compelling value proposition for both Zenforce as well as Novell customers.
Now, Randy, you recently actually had Zenforce and Martin Buckley in the studio when we brought out the Zenworks endpoint security product, right?
Correct. We interviewed Tim Cranny, chief architect or mad scientist there at Zenforce, a couple of months ago, and that podcast will be available linked from this site as well.
Okay, we'll put a link to that because in that they go into great detail about exactly what the product does. But you mentioned, you said policy-based security. Can you just get a little more granular on that? You mentioned USB devices, so I can limit what USB devices workstations can mount?
Yeah, if you think about it, trying to create a simple view of it is if you think of three logical groupings of how you need to think about an endpoint device in terms of how you secure it or manage it is there's policies associated with data. So what kind of data, what kind of business processes, et cetera, that reside on the endpoint. The second one I like to think of it is the device itself, which could be either the soft aspect or the hard aspect of that, which is managing applications, managing ports, managing USB. So the physical as well as the soft aspect of that device itself. And then the third aspect of it is the connectivity, right, which is the access into what has become, you know, kind of ubiquitous access points all around, you know, the globe. And so when you think of that, we allow you to create policies associated with any aspect of those three groupings. So how you secure data, how you secure the device, and how you secure connectivity of the device. And so an IT administrator can come in, take a single management console, create a policy, and then using eDirectory as an example, or any LDAP compliant directory, is then push out that policy. And there's a significant amount of detail associated with how that is secured and how those policies are distributed. It truly is designed as a security product. But then that policy uses the eDirectory infrastructure and then pushes out the policy, and that policy gets enforced on that device, and then obviously in combination with the group or the person itself. So something else that's unique that's worth mentioning is that we have, you know, patent-pending location-aware technology. So as that device kind of moves in and out of different threat vectors or threat contexts, it can adjust the policy. So, for example, if you're at home or in the office or Starbucks or wherever you find yourself, kind of, you know, in the hotel, it'll adjust that policy dynamically. And getting back to your question, as an example with USB, we could have that you're allowed to use USB or specific USB devices or profiled kind of devices that we want you to use in the office, but, you know, at home or in a Starbucks or unknown location, you know, shut off all USB access. as one example.
Now, that's cool, but how do you do this whole location-based stuff? Is it predefined locations that you've created? Is it based on IP addresses? How does it figure out where you are?
Again, a great question. It does not use yet in GPS technology. What it does is use network's parameters, and that can be anything ranging from SSIDs to IP, DNS, etc. There's probably about 20 different attributes that you can set, and it has a whole lot of, you know, smart, intelligent technology that allows it to adjust based on priority settings, these different attributes that then will try and identify itself. So, for example, it could be, let's just take two examples. One is the office location where the IT administrator knows what the infrastructure looks like and therefore can configure a office location, which could be a boardroom SSID, it could be a floor location, it could be a specific IP location. But once that person leaves the office and goes home, you don't have control of that home infrastructure, but you would know that, you know, if it is wireless connectivity, I don't know what that wireless infrastructure looks like, but I need to enforce a certain wireless encryption key, like, you know, WEP, as an example, and our solution will be able to do that for you.
Oh, so I'd be able to say that, before they can get through the firewall, through, even through a VPN connection, I want to make sure that at least their wireless connection from their laptop to their wireless router is WEP2 or whatever, right?
And it won't even allow you to see. You'd have zero visibility into any of the SSIDs that didn't have that encryption requirement. So you wouldn't even see them, and I could force you to connect to a specific one. So it is extremely granular in allowing those policies to be enforced.
Oh, that sounds cool. Now, I should mention we also do have Richard Whitehead here in the studio with us. And Richard, you're the director of marketing for the SRM division, correct?
That's right.
So, Richard, my first question for you, why did we acquire them?
Well, for great people like Nolan, first of all. all the things that Nolan's been talking about are great synergies with the ZenWorks product line. Those of us that have worked on ZenWorks for a number of years have grown up with the same type of policy-based management and ability to deliver the right resources to the right person at the right time. And so having those synergies between what ZenWorks does, what the SendForce products are able to do, we feel like this is a perfect match.
Yeah, well, I could say when Nolan was explaining what the product does, to me, it was really just, well, this is just the logical stuff that, we always kind of expect. We expect to be able to set policy on what you can and cannot do. And it just sounds like it's neat that it just kind of allows us to take that all the way down to the desktop or to the endpoint.
The next logical extension of ZenWorks.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're spot on. It's glaringly obvious if you've kind of had a management solution, you've had a security solution. So many customers are saying ultimately both are about control. And one, if you'd like to simplify it, is one in terms of a configuration management is set the thresholds, and if it goes outside the thresholds, alert me. Security solution, on the other hand, is set those thresholds and enforce the thresholds. So the two work extremely well together in providing a holistic solution.
How does this acquisition, first of all, it seems pretty exciting to me. One, is it exciting to you? And two, how does it affect your business direction view? What sort of changes can we expect along the lines of the SendForce product line? What sort of changes and effects can we see within the ZenWorks product line here at Novell?
It's a great question. Personally, for me, I'm really excited about it, and I don't say that lightly or because I've been fed a marketing line, is that ultimately within a professional context, I truly believe that any good software company has to be customer-centric and obviously have clear line of sight from the customer back into the engineering organization. And so when I look at what customers are asking for, which is what we touched on, which is this ability to effectively manage their endpoint devices at the same time, blend that with a world-class security solution. I think when you bring that together in terms of what customers are asking for, this absolutely makes sense. And obviously for someone that's customer facing, there's nothing better than going back to a customer being able to deliver what they've asked for. So for me, personally, I'm just great. It's great to be with Novell. It's a great company, has a wonderful pedigree, but obviously more importantly from a customer-centric perspective, this absolutely 110% makes sense. So kind of two parts to the second part of your question is one, first and foremost, I would say I think the key message for this podcast is really business as usual for our customers. And so nothing changes. The same people that you've worked with for the last couple of years are the same people that are going into Novell, and the entire team's moving across. across. So, you know, people like Todd, Jared, and Dave, and all these people that you as a customer would know are individuals that will be inside Novell. So, and at the same time, you know, I've worked with many of our customers and partners, and, you know, they can call me up anytime and, you know, I'd be able to help them, you know, navigate any hurdles they might have. Second part of that is things will also change. So, as much as it's business as usual, things I'm hoping will quickly change in terms of being able to provide more resources, you know, further innovation, integration of these solutions at a higher level. So all of those positive things that I think customers would be expecting as well as partners, you know, I'd had some visibility and, you know, Richard can comment on that, but, you know, we definitely have a very rich and aggressive roadmap in terms of providing, I think, you know, probably the most comprehensive suite for endpoint security management and solution in the market.
And that really probably brings up the biggest thing for existing endpoint security customers, which is before they just had this cool product that allows them to secure the endpoint, but now they're soon going to have access to things like patch management, application management, device management, all the stuff that Zenworks normally does.
That's
and
exactly
has been doing forever.
Yeah, in fact, it's extremely good timing as well because we're about to release a brand new version of Zenworks, Zenworks Configuration Management, and these new solutions will be integrated. They'll be part of that solution, and customers will be able to take advantage of that immediately.
You're going to have that stuff integrated that quick?
Well, from a standpoint of their architecture is also web services based. It's the console, the way their agent works is very synergistic with our products.
And if I could add on to that, I think one of the key elements is obviously Novell's core message around identity, or should I say one of the core messages around identity is this concept of truly that the person is the center of the business process by which business processes, device, information, et cetera, all kind of flow around that. I think in that sense, we are completely directory-based. And so the way that we enforce policies, whether it be machine-based or whether it be people-based or et cetera, is fundamentally tied to the directory or the identity.
Right. So when I talk about integration, those are exactly the points that the majority of our customers are really looking for, is that ability to leverage the directory, to leverage the infrastructure that they have, and be able to take advantage of, like you say, the Zenworks product line in conjunction with the endpoint security products.
Okay. Richard, I do have a question for you. For existing customers that did purchase Zenforce endpoint security, now, is all that technology just going to be blended into ZCM, or is it going to still be a standalone application under the Zenworks name that I'm still going to be able to buy and still going to be able to, you know, have a support contract on and everything? I'm not going to be forced to buy this much bigger umbrella if I don't want it, correct?
That's correct. The product will still maintain its standalone, so you can purchase it that way. You can purchase upgrade protection or maintenance just like you probably do today. Customers that want just the endpoint security solution can purchase it that way. With the Zenworks configuration management product that we're coming out with, we'll also have an enterprise edition as well as an advanced edition that will have those capabilities built into the packaging. And so what customers will be able to experience is the complete or total solution with configuration management, endpoint security, asset management, the things that you mentioned earlier.
Cool.
I think that is an important point for our customers listening to this podcast is, you know, again, the key message being business as usual. So any maintenance or any agreements or contracts in place, you know, obviously get grandfathered in and, you know, we'll continue to honor those as Novell. Which brings up another point to answer, you know, previous question is the exciting news for my part is I'll be coming into Novell as, you know, the Vice President of Global Sales for the SRM group. And for those that don't know, that's one of Novell's four business groups focused on system resource management, which is really the management and security aspect of the business. So, you know, I'll be part of the team and I'll be ensuring that, you know, we maintain that continuation of those commitments we've made to customers moving forward.
All right, guys, thanks a lot for swinging by the studio and updating us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you affording us the opportunity.
I hope you enjoy this portion. If you'd like to hear the complete podcast or any of our other podcasts, please go to www.novell.com/openaudio.